Hippie News, I'm Ben Thomas. Leaders of the U.S. Institute of Peace have retaken their Washington headquarters. Lisa Dwyer reports it comes
2 days after a federal judge said that the firing of its board and employees by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency was illegal. The Institute's acting president, George Moose, entered its headquarters Wednesday with private security for the first time since being escorted off the premises. The first attempt by Doge to take over the headquarters led to a standoff. Members of Musk's Doge group returned days later with the FBI and District of Columbia Metropolitan Police to help them gain entry. Moose says the goal now is to get back to work. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
House Speaker Mike Johnson's insisting Republicans will forge on with their multi-trillion dollar tax breaks package. This after a lengthy White House meeting with GOP holdouts who have refused to back the bill. Meantime, Seth Sutel reports.
Yields on U.S. government bonds have been rising on worries about the government's spiraling debt. The S&P 500 fell 1.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 816 points. It's about 1.9%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 1.4%. Seth Sutel, New York.
And the Pentagon says Defense Chief Pete Hegseth has accepted a Boeing 747 from Qatar for President Trump to use as Air Force One.
A spokesman says the gift was accepted in accordance with all federal rules and regulations, and the Pentagon will make sure the jet is safe for the president's use. Concerns have been raised about the plane violating the Constitution's ban on foreign gifts and the costs associated with retrofitting it. The president's defended the gift.
They're giving the United States Air Force a jet, okay? And it's a great thing.
Saying it will save millions in tax dollars. Boeing's been working for years to finish new Air Force One jets to replace the existing aging pair. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander of the Oklahoma City Thunder has been named the NBA's most valuable player. His team's back on the court tomorrow night against the Timberwolves in the Western Conference Finals. And a proposed ban on the so-called tush push, perfected by the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles, has failed at the NFL owners' meetings. Gethin Coolbaugh has details.
A proposed ban on the tush push play failed on Wednesday at the NFL owners' meetings. The proposed prohibition of the polarizing short yardage play failed on a 22-10 vote, which will allow quarterbacks to continue to be aided by teammates when plunging into the line. The Lions withdrew their proposal to reseed teams for the playoffs in order of record, rather than awarding the first four spots to division winners. Owners did approve modifications to the kickoff. Teams may try onside kicks at any point when trailing rather than just in the fourth quarter. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.